Welcome to The V-Word, using the airwaves to educate and advocate to end sexual and domestic violence. Today, we return with Sarmista, continuing her story of survival. And you moved forward into activism, and that's how I met you.
Yes, I was into activism since when I was in India, too. I was a very headstrong person when I was younger. I was very concerned about a lot of things, and I would often take part in like protests, even like initiate protests when I was doing my PhD about the things that were wrong in our campus and things that could have been better and things like that. Then I came here and I found activist communities and people who wanted to do things, and I slowly connected with them, and I found people were of like mind. I started working with them on things that were close to my heart, like the injustice that is in the society in different forms, be it racism, sexism, transphobia, or violence against people.
Yeah. One of the terms you brought up in talking about your story was gaslighting and how prevalent that was in your relationship. Can you talk a little bit more about what gaslighting is?
So gaslighting is when somebody is trying to distort your sense of reality. It can happen in many ways, and it's not obvious all the time. The biggest and most clearest example right now is our political situation in itself, where, well, Donald Trump is gaslighting everybody. It's a global gaslighting phenomenon that's happening.
Yes.
So I'm sure survivors who have been gaslighted are getting triggered just by the things that he's saying. So he says things like that are not true, but they make you feel like it's true. They're manipulating your sense of reality so that it benefits them.
Yeah.
That is gaslighting. It distorts the truth and tries to bend your perception of what your reality is so that they can benefit from it. Like when you tell black people or people of color that they are too angry, that is a form of gaslighting, because they are not too angry. They are reacting to things that are happening to them. They're reacting exactly what has happening to them. And when a racist person tells them you're overreacting or you're being too angry, that is a form of gaslighting. They are made to question their sense of reality, and that in itself is gaslighting.
And that leaves the person it's happening to feeling very off center and unbalanced.
Very disoriented, yes. So the person starts questioning themselves, because suddenly what they see or what they feel is not the right or way to see it. It's not the way it's supposed to be. And somehow everything that they see is wrong, and they start doubting themselves and start feeling like maybe they are the crazy people. And that is a very bad place to be in.
You've been listening to part 9 of Sarmista's story. Tune in Friday as she continues her story of healing. V-Word is produced by Carol Olson in the studios of WRIRLP 97.3 FM. To hear the past shows, go to thevword.us. To support independent radio, learn, volunteer, or donate, go to wrir.org.